It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
I really did.
And we're back. Heather Height and Dave Harris are joining us.
Howdy.
Hi.
In studio. Last segment of the show, going to do some Savage Medicine, a fun game. Joe, why don't you explain?
Savage Medicine.
Why don't you explain what Savage Medicine is?
Okay, what Savage Medicine is I am going to read a story about a medical incident, and either it is going to be false or it is going to be true. You folks have the burden of proof on finding out which will be which.
Do we get to Google it?
No, you can't Google it.
And can you read the story in a Randy Savage voice and pretend that you're a doctor?
Is that like an 80s? Is that something he did from the 80s?
I don't know.
Oh,
just Savage Medicine.
Yeah, Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah, that went right by me. Yeah, sometimes you get called out on strikes looking. That's what happened there. A little curveball. Bent the knees. Missed it. Funny joke, but I missed it. All right, let me play your intro music, Joe, and then we'll play some. How many stories we have?
I have like about three stories.
Are we doing true and false at the end of each story?
Yeah, each story. Okay. We're going to take a guess whether we think it's real or not. Joe will keep score, and he will be the arbiter.
Okay.
All right.
Arbiter of medicine.
Yes.
Welcome to Savage Medicine!
All right, Joe. Give us the
really
first.
Really expecting a lot now after that.
It's
can
really
I actually real quick, just only because the music triggered something that Joe will appreciate.
Were you triggered?
I was triggered, but in a good way.
Okay.
That's obviously the opening of Electric Eye, Judas Priest.
That's the Hellion, yeah.
Yeah, the Hellion.
The theme of the day.
Yeah.
This song. Yeah.
2004, I saw Priest on Ozfest at Jones Beach, and before they went on, it started pouring rain. And so we all duck back into the amphitheater, and just the rain lets up. We all come back out. There's still lightning rippling through the clouds up above the fucking stage.
That's pretty badass.
And then Priest comes out. They open with that, and as they're playing, lightning is striking down in the water.
Oh my!
Around the stage, they finish the song. Halford literally peeked around. If you've ever been to Jones Beach, it's like this big, like the stage is like this big enclosed amphitheater.
Yeah.
Halford's like literally peeking around the stage like, that's fucking metal as shit right there.
Why would they come out though with all that lightning? That's crazy.
They just did, yeah. Like the rain stopped, but it kept, there was more lightning. There was
yeah,
no
but that,
rain.
The lightning's the dangerous part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the part.
That's
yeah.
the part where you fucking run and hide. That's not the...
We're supposed to talk about how metal as fuck that is. Dad.
Well, yeah. It was metal as
metal
fuck.
As fuck.
Metal as fuck.
Dumb as shit.
Or dumb as shit.
Metal as dumb fuck. As shit. Metal as fuck.
Often go together.
Yes.
Right on.
All right, Joe, give us the first one.
A 15-year-old girl in a small African country of Lesotho was born without a vagina, who engaged in only fellatio with a boyfriend, had doctors puzzled when she gave birth to a healthy son. The young girl arrived at a local hospital with all the signs of a woman in labor. Upon examinations, doctor found no vagina, only a shallow skin dimple. Regardless of how the baby was conceived, it was ready to emerge from the womb. With no birth canal, the baby's only option of escape was cesarean section. Doctors delivered a healthy baby boy. Then the doctors set out to solve the mystery of this conception of this child. While closing the abdomen wall, curiosity could not be contained any longer, and the patient was interviewed with the help of a sympathetic nursing sister. The girl's hospital records showed that only 278 days earlier, which is around 9 months, she arrived at the hospital with knife wounds to her stomach. The patient was well aware of the fact she had no vagina and started oral experiments after disappointing attempts at conventional intercourse. Just before she was stabbed in the abdomen, she had practiced fellatio with her new boyfriend at the time and was caught in the act by a former lover. The fight with knives ensued. She had never had a period. There was no trace of discharge after the cesarean section. She had been worried about the increase in her abdominal size, but could not believe she was pregnant, although it crossed her mind often as her girth increased, as people around her suggested that she was pregnant. did recall several episodes of lower abdominal pain during the previous year. Now, while performing the surgery to repair the stab wounds, doctors found two holes that opened the girl's stomach to her abdominal cavity. Here's the key. They open up the girl's stomach to her abdominal cavity. They also noted that the girl arrived at the hospital with an empty stomach, resulting in the absence of large amounts of stomach acid or any other food matter. Thus, it was most likely that the sperm in the girl's stomach gained access to the girl's reproductive organs through her injured gastrointestinal tract. Her stomach was mostly empty of stomach acid, and the sperm is protected from non-favorable environments by a nourishing medium called ejaculate, or, as Dave calls it, the end of the day. This ejaculate would have helped protect the girl's new lover's sperm from remaining in the stomach acid and other hazards. The stabbing also seems to happen almost immediately after the girl ingested the sperm, so it needn't have to survive in the stomach long. And don't forget about the strength in numbers. Sperm don't travel alone. If 90% of them don't survive the beginning of the journey, you're still left with millions of them left. They were saying that the weight on the tissue, and pointed out that sperm can normally swim in and out of the reproductive cavity and into the abdominal cavity. The sperm is naturally there at times, and eggs are naturally there. Eggs are released from the ovaries, and they sort of dance around before they get taken up by the fallopian tube. So basically what they're saying is with the stabbing, the sperm was actually going from the abdominal cavity, where the stomach is, into the reproductive cavity, and that's caused why this woman got pregnant.
Am I allowed to ask a question?
Yes.
What is the URL that you received this story from?
No, you can't ask that question. Can't donate. No, then we'd know if it's bullshit or not. If it's Breitbart, we know it's full of shit.
Well,
wow. I'll tell you what. This sounds like a great movie idea. Right? I might have to order the custom movie of this.
Cannibal Corpse.
I don't think I can stab a girl on video for you.
A cannibal Holocaust.
As long as we don't interact about it online, I think we can. I think we can.
Well, I do know that sperm can swim out into the body cavity through the vagina and you know, the uterus, and it, all that does open up. It's not like this sealed off, hermetically, like, sealed place, you know, special away from everything. My doctor... when,
like the Batcave.
My doctor went, and she had to do liposcopic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through my vagina and checked my fucking liver and shit. Like, you could get to the
Well, they
organs.
Just figured you were drinking last time you got fucked, yeah. So they wanted to check everything.
But I do not believe that the hostile acidic environment of blood and stomach acid doesn't just the fucking peer, okay? Just because you're stabbed would be too much for sperm to survive. And wow. I do not think that viable sperm exists outside of the uterus, even if they go in the right way. So I don't believe
you're calling
that
bullshit
story.
On
I'm
it.
Calling this a bullshit story.
Okay,
I'm inclined to agree with my wife.
Well, it's always a good strategy.
I'm a smart man.
He's not that smart. Don't let him fool you.
And I'm also going to call shenanigans on this.
Well, my question.
Okay.
I must have missed. Hold on. I got a guess. Relax. I don't remember how the sperm got to the stomach from a blowjob. Did he come on her belly? Maybe I zoned out.
I think she swallowed.
Yeah, it came, no,
she's a good
went
egg.
In the stomach, and then due to the stab wounds, it went into the birth canal.
You're asking an awful lot of sperm now, because it was so in depth. I'm
asking an awful lot of sperm.
You really are. I mean, Christ. I mean, yeah. Once in a while, it stays as a fucking stain on a rug. Really, that, you know, that's really all sperm can do, and it'll make a sock stiff. But now you're asking it to be like a fucking Olympic swimmer. You're asking a lot of sperm, Joseph. Now, because it was so in-depth and that Joe had to explain it, I'm going to say it's true. Because there was a lot of basically's there. That was a lot of explaining for some bullshit.
That's a valid argument. Yeah.
So
basically,
Joe, there was so much there that Joe felt Joe's like, I better summarize this for these morons, and because of that, I don't think Joe
even that
so,
or the article was written that way. So basically,
oh, so you get to ascertain based on Joe's reading, but I can't ask for a web address.
Exactly. Well, that gives it away. Wow. That gives it away. But yeah, based on our fucking reading, I mean, I'm going to say
Oh, go ahead.
That was true. And I'm also going to say, because it's so ludicrous, it's true.
That's always a good good angle to take.
Yes.
So Dave for false, Heather for false, Davin for true. Nothing in the chat from Tommy or Joe's girl, so we're gonna have to forage on as we're getting late in the show. The answer is, it is false.
Oh, motherfucker. You can't say basically if you're not explaining shit.
Yes. You can't say basically if you're not.
Now you want the URL.
Why? Dave wants to write for it. Finally,
yeah,
an outlet.
Yeah, just email me the link. I'm going to write this movie.
You know, my first,
I think the Marquis de Sade already wrote that.
Was false, but because it was so awful, and because of his fucking reading.
Like, I was thinking the same thing. Like, this is so bad.
You know what it, because,
it,
you know what it is?
True.
You actually kind of rationalized yourself out of your own argument, because the idea of you're asking an awful lot of sperm is accurate.
Yeah. I was also asking a lot of Joe. Yeah. I didn't know Joe could act that well. I underestimated Joe's acting. There's more than three paragraphs. I better explain some shit.
And the funny thing is that, you know, we have, you know, respect for Heather and Dave, and we always love, you know, Dave's point of reasoning and stuff like that, and also Heather's. So it's
nice fucking save,
that,
pal. I was about to do it for you.
Yeah, was going into that. I'm waiting for you to go, of course it's bullshit. Yeah, but true, really? Okay.
Well, the whole point is a lot of the, you're not supposed to know if they're bullshit or not, Joe. That's the whole fucking premise.
I like that. I am so reasonable that you fear when someone doesn't mention me along with Dave as being reasonable.
No, I've just been down this wrong road before.
Makes me reasonable.
No, I didn't say you were reasonable. Joe said you were reasonable.
Oh, okay.
I was reasoning you better fucking include her, or we're gonna have a 10-minute tangent. I was thinking about the show.
I didn't even know we included you, and still you gotta fucking say something.
Listen, I said I saw it on Dave's fucking feed, and you had a conniption over there. So
you don't know how much this guy fucking steals my ideas and then goes on podcasts.
Yeah, but he's your hack.
That's what I was saying.
But he's your hack. I mean, what is that?
He's my own personal hack.
He's your own personal hack.
Now it's mine.
I made it my own.
That's for shit you guys need to deal with in your home. Once you let him out, we can't be held responsible.
I know.
That's on you.
Thanks for a good little sidebar.
I take it and I make it better.
Wow. Wow.
I have a pain in my heart now.
I think Dave's going to have a pain in his balls later.
Funny.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, Joe.
I
want
to hear another story.
Shania Ism was a high school graduate working toward her law degree. Her nightmare began in September 2009 when Ism had an allergic reaction to steroids that she was given for an asthma attack. Within months, she was eaten alive by a debilitating skin disease doctors have yet to diagnose. In August 2011, Ism was admitted to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Doctors determined that she produces 12 times the number of skin cells per hair follicle, which suffocates her skin. Instead of hair, her skin follicles are producing human nails. Doctors have been able to control her symptoms. However, Ism's mysterious health crisis has caused a financial crisis because it's been causing so much money to try to find the cure. So she's been growing hair nails instead of hair, and they've controlled it, but this seems that she'll be having this for the rest of her life.
I'm actually going to pipe up first and say that this is true. I've actually had severe negative reactions to corticosteroids myself. It fucks with your immune system, especially if you suffer from any kind of autoimmune, which this definitely sounds like it is. Prednisone and other corticosteroids are fucking bullshit, and they're poison. And so I'm going to say that this is true.
Okay.
I was going to give Heather the chance to mull it over the longest on this one, but whatever.
All right, Dev, if you want to go, you can go.
Nobody wants to go, but, you know, it's a show. We should go. The cat, Maui just did her business. It must be getting late. Like fucking clockwork,
let's
that cat.
Let's go this way around the table, since I started first last time, then Dave first, and then, you know. So you'll go after Dave, and then I go last.
Okay, Commandant. Whatever you want. I don't care. Go.
Oh, okay.
Or you want me to go?
Yeah, I wanted you to go.
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Carry on, then.
Oh, Christ. This is why I don't look at your Facebook page. Too much bullshit going on.
Vile Heather.
Wow.
Your German is showing, baby.
Yeah, well, did when she goose-stepped down the stairs. I'm going to agree with Dave. I'm going to say this one's true.
Oh, okay.
Now, the condition that's being caused, but and these are inhaled steroids?
Yes.
and it's causing her hair follicles on her skin to grow in as
human
fingernails. Huh?
Yes, fingernails.
So all over her skin, she's growing fingernails.
Yes.
Your hair and your nails is already the same thing. So it's really just making her grow thick hair, thick hairs that are hard like nails.
Yeah, it's yeah. Her skin follicles are producing human nails due to the steroids.
No, I'm gonna say false.
False.
Okay.
I mean bullshit. Whatever I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
In the negative.
Okay, that is absolutely true. That is
Damn.
A true story.
So Dave's got a two. Heather and I are tied with one. So the worst Dave can do is tie for the win.
No, actually, Heather. Yeah, that's right.
We've done two of these. Right. It's not complicated.
Right.
It's math, Joe.
He's like, I was just assuming she was wrong both times because she has a vagina.
Which makes you better off than the first woman in the story.
True. That is true.
No, that one was false.
False.
Who's on first?
Yes.
Third base.
All right, Joe.
Okay, final story for tonight is Raid Gets Addicts High. In July 2017, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department in Mississippi reported that a person had combined methamphetamine with crystals produced from spraying Raid hot shots on an electrified screen and then injected that material into his veins. The related incident took place in Tennessee involving a man high in a mix of wasp spray and methamphetamine, breaking into a random family's home, drinking water from their sink before cutting himself with a knife, jumping out of the house's second floor window, and throwing feces at police from a nearby tree.
You do that just on the meth by itself.
I think. Well, I go first on this one, right?
Yeah. Without Raid, but
there's a lot of things that sound like that would really happen. I mean, just the human feces thing. That's somebody's eye.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and this.
Please don't tell me you have a story similar to this.
No, I don't.
Just last Thursday,
my cousin.
Get this.
What's weird about this is it deviates from the other two in that the medical condition itself is not really paramount to the story, because this guy freaks out doing drugs. The fact that the drug was mixed with fucking Raid, he could have had that freak out just on meth by itself.
Or just on bug spray by itself.
Or just on bug spray by itself.
Really?
Done some Raid whippets, have we?
No. Oh, that's gross. But I've watched a girl do it.
Really?
Yes.
You have the story about Raid.
Yeah. Wait a second. Hold the breath.
If it's not me, it's her.
I got the right folks in here.
The teenage girl who used to hang out with us for some strange reason was spraying Raid ant and roach killer. I think that she got it from my apartment.
Was she just huffing it?
She was spraying it into a giant garbage bag and huffing it.
Good God, what an awful idea.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
And what is she now? Mayor?
I don't know what she is. I was in California. She was 16 at the time.
I'm
now
the president
dead.
Of the United States.
Best Raid.
Best Raid ever.
No wasp in my cabinet, except for Pence.
Like, that's not even, doesn't even correlate at all.
You
it's
huff
a
it,
young
you huff.
Teenage girl, and now you're making her Trump.
You huff,
could be anything.
You huff enough Raid and Sarah Huckabee Sanders becomes hot.
Don't be fucking, don't be ridiculous. That's the one thing Trump knows. Trump knows hot women or not. Let's not demean the man.
That's true. You can't fault him there.
Yeah. You know, he'll surround himself with
especially
some
his daughter.
Wow. Tiffany.
Yeah.
That's the one we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So we'll get to this real quick. And then I say true.
I say true.
Okay.
I say true.
Okay. And Heather for true. And Dab, where were you on this?
I am true.
Okay. And it is false.
You motherfucker.
Damn.
Wow. How about that?
I win.
So a guy didn't freak out on meth ever and throw feces and break into a neighbor's house?
Yeah, like I feel like that's underreported. I feel like that happened, Joe. Just maybe not in this city on this day.
Yeah, this is true somewhere.
Yeah, John.
Exactly.
I think you're going to have
to
do
need
some
to put
more
a,
research.
Put an asterisk next to this.
Yeah, this is to be continued, Joe. Get back to us next week. Do some Google searches.
Help us.
I'm pretty sure that was my old neighbor.
Wow. All right, so
that's
Dave wins.
That's what I should have goddamn said.
What?
Where is she now? She's fucking breaking into a person in her neighbor's house and spraying shit all over the place. That should have been what I said.
Yeah, we'll bring the car
it's
back around
now.
So you can finish the joke.
Yeah.
We'll do that
for
you.
I know, I get it.
You were going to say
it's
something?
It's too late now.
Yeah, just because somebody...
Tell me on this is Dave is the winner. He got 2 out of 3. Heather got 1. Davin got 1. And Joe's girl got 1.
Yeah, that girl, Joe's girl. But Dave is the winner.
Okay. I'm the winner.
Dave is the winner.
Dave gets
the winner.
Somehow. As winner, Dave gets to fuck the church of his choice in the mouth. So
nice.
Watch out. Dave's
nice.
Coming at you.
Your name is church tonight, baby.
You already pissed her off, so you might have a better look at a church tonight.
Oh, no.
What were you going to say before we get out of here?
Just because
fuck your mouth like a church.
Oh. Oh, that's not hot at all.
The hell it isn't.
Oh, you a terrible human being. That's a maniacal laugh right there. Maniacal laugh.
I have a very maniacal laugh.
Especially after that sentence before it.
Funny, she brought up Ivanka before. I have debates with my friends. Who's dirtier in bed, Tiffany or Ivanka?
Tiffany, because she has to be.
I make that argument too, and then one of my friends counteracted with a photo of Ivanka in full fetish gear.
Ooh.
What,
that
for like a model
hot.
Thing?
I think it was for a model thing.
But remember, Tiffany's not married, so she's got... I don't see Jared being kinky.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think my original assessment that Tiffany is the dirtiest.
Now you
Trump
always
daughter.
Go, well, it's the quiet ones, but I'm not buying it with these two. I'm not buying. No, I think it's Tiff. I think because she's got to try a little harder. She's not the favorite child.
So Joe, what do you think?
And that's how she's going to be the. I would think. Who's the? Ivanka, not Ivana. Who's Ivana?
That's the wife. Course.
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
Who's the daughter?
Tiffany or Ivanka?
Ivanka.
You think Ivanka is filthier in bed than Tiffany?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's Eric. I think he
I agree with Davin with the Tiffany thing.
Because she's got to try harder?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Girls who have to try harder like are going to be much more kinky in bed.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what's the answer on this?
I got an idea. Why don't we do a GoFundMe and get 2 lookalikes and see them fight it out, and you'll film it.
Oh, he's coming up with a movie idea.
There
for
we
you.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, for the right amount of money, we could probably get the real ones to do it. I mean, I don't think...
Exactly.
I think we might have to add a couple zeros, but I think they have a price.
I think it'd make it 20 back. I think people would pay to see it.
Oh, people...
A couple of zeros.
People would pay.
A couple of zeros.
We would probably have to come up with $50 million for them to do it.
Yeah.
But they would do it... And Donald, the boss, would put in $10 million of it himself.
I think I'm going to hold the camera. No one holds a better camera than I do.
Look at my hot daughters. Look at them going down at it.
I wish they weren't my daughters.
Very good. It's going to be great.
Very good.
Best spooge.
Look at Tiffany eating her sister's ever. Pussy.
Wow.
That's right. I went there.
She has to try harder.
But she does. And she's not a bad-looking girl.
No.
But by the time Tiffany rolled around, Trump was over having kids. You know, he's not interested
in
Barron.
He was already, done being attracted to his daughters by the time she came
out. I feel so fucking bad for that kid.
For Barron?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with mommy in the hospital. Nobody, he's just fucking sitting in the corner. Nobody's paying attention to Barron.
I'm sure he's, I don't think that he's, it's true.
Get out, Barron, it's executive time. I'm watching my favorite show, Fox and Friends.
I don't think he's really... He really has Asperger's. I think he was a fucking tired fucking preteen kid. Like when everybody was talking.
I don't know.
About
I mean, I'm just going to say there's some people that I know in the know that say, but I don't know. And he really, I don't need to know. I don't care. I leave the kid alone.
I was a fucking sociopath when I was his age.
And now look at you.
And now I'm not a sociopath. I may have other issues, but I'm not a sociopath. No, you're not. You're a fucking narcissist.
No, I feel bad for Barron because I think when mommy's not there, he's getting no fucking attention.
Yeah.
You know, I
could
be wrong.
It's not a life for, I mean, it's, again, you don't know. It appears on the surface that he may have a special need or two.
Yeah, every,
and he's,
every
I don't think
situation,
he's not getting what he needs.
Every
think,
situation that I've seen him in personally has been like a big fucking deal or late at night or just really exhausting, and it's totally normal.
No, I think he's bored by it all.
Yeah, he's out of his
mind. No, I'm not saying whether he has something or not. I just feel I think the kid's probably fucking lonely because the Obama girls had each other.
Yeah.
At least. And it seemed like Michelle and Barack were doting parents, and Melania's probably a doting mother.
Yeah.
I don't think Donald is a doting father.
No, I can't.
By all indications.
I don't think so either. No. Yeah.
So,
why don't you have a vagina?
I dote over Ivanka.
Oh, my God.
Why did my sperm fail me? I needed another daughter.
God,
I'm sorry. He should have never said that he, you know.
Listen, sometimes.
Whatever that thing he said that was like basically that he would, you know, if she wasn't his daughter. That was wrong, and now he gets picked on for the rest of his life. That's how that goes. This is America.
Joe, you want to defend how he was lecherous towards his daughter, or should we go home?
No, we could go home.
Fuck this.
See, Joe knows when to fight and when to go home.
Exactly.
28 dinner.
Oh, otherwise you'd be defending it, I'm sure. All right.
Yeah, and you, I had the luxury of dinner being 30 feet away and not 2 hours away.
We'll see you here in studio next week, pal.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Jury duty's all done.
Sensei Russ will
back
be in.
My ugly mom will be there.
All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC. Joe.
Nobody lights better than Tau.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villain setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Keep posted for the next date coming up. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990, or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Dave and Heather, one more time where people can get your fine film.
You can get Naughty and the Therapist or any other of our fine adult fetish films at davescustommedia.com. If you want Naughty and the Therapist, which is the one I want you to buy at the moment.
Because there's money involved.
That's right. Just scroll down to the bottom of the main page, hit that Buy Now button. You can also go to HeidiNights.com and see an even wider variety of our stuff featuring the lovely and vivacious Miss Heidi Nights beating some lovely bottoms.
The bottoms are lovely, too?
They are. Absolutely.
Everybody's lovely on HeidiNights.com.
They sure are.
Is that just because they're allowing you to spank them? Do you ever get like an ass to go, eh, it's a little much, I can't.
I haven't yet.
You've never had like an ass that was not worthy?
No, so far, I just, you know, I like asses indiscriminately.
So as long as it has to be clean.
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Clean is important.
Yeah.
The ass cannot be, you know, covered in shit, and I prefer to be a human ass, you know.
Well, that wasn't even on the table.
Yeah,
question.
Just to get that out of the way. No. No animal asses.
So you don't care about size, color, gender?
No.
Just hairy, not hairy?
No.
Have you spanked a hairy ass?
I have spanked a hairy
ass. Is there a difference between spanking a hairy ass?
You know, I think that the impact is affected a little bit by the hair.
Does the hair cushion it?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you like a muscular ass or a little softer flabby?
I would like a little bit of a bubble butt over a muscular ass.
A little bit of, there you go,
because,
kids.
Because, you know, the impact... The muscles
easier on
a
hand.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the message is if you want to get spanked by Heidi Nights, now you know what she's looking for in an ass.
Dave is what I was looking for in an ass, and I found it.
Funny.
Yes.
There you go.
Ba-dum-bump.
Hey-o.
It was very well done. No ba-dum-bump. All right, there you go. Very good. Oh. Anything else? Any comedy things?
HeidiNights.com.
Yeah. Don't fucking shadow ban her. Find her for reals. Yeah. on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter as well. It's all the same.
Is that like Switter.com?
Switter.at.
Yeah, AT.
What the fuck does AT stand for?
I want to say Austria.
Oh, those guys are freaks. That makes sense. They'll fucking allow anything. They'll allow the Germans to march right in.
I'm not 100% sure about that, but I'm pretty sure it's Austria.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Governor's Comedy Club on Thursday in Levittown, New York. Go to govs.com for tickets and information. That show starts at 7 o'clock. And the band is playing. One of my bands is playing Fragile Sky. We're opening up for Jack Russell's Great White at Revolution Music Hall over in Amityville. Show starts at about 8 o'clock. You can call the club, 631-264-7712. You can get ticket information. Go on brownpaperbagtickets.com, click Fragile Sky, and you get yourself in there. It's going to be a great show and a great night of music. So come on down. Hang out.
I like Great White. Are you going to stick around for their performance?
As long as I know where the exits are. Yep.
Wow. Let me know how they are.
Jack Russell. I like his terrier.
Yeah.
Really? That was going to be the final joke of the
night?
Yes,
it was. Wow. I wanted to stink to join up before he left.
Well, to be fair, you didn't wait till the end to stink it up.
He looked me dead in the eye like I'm going to support that.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, huh?
What's that, baby?
Am I right? Am I right? Come on, people.
Is this thing on?
Ugh, not for long. All right. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Heather and Dave. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Devin. Always a pleasure.
You guys are welcome anytime. All right, Joe, that's it for us. If you like us, tell a friend. Next week, Pip will be back. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way,
keep
on listening.
Keep on listening.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Goodbye.